You're listening to SBS News.
After promising a quick assault and minimal disruption to aid deliveries, Saudi-led fighters are now about a week into their attack on the Yemen port city of Hodeidah. The coalition is aiming to regain control of the Red Sea port from Houthi fighters, a key moment in a war that has compounded instability across the Middle East. The attackers are focused on Hodeidah's airport compound, but the aid organisation Oxfam's country director in Yemen, Muhsin Siddiqui, has told SBS people nearby are already dying.
Some of the villagers, they shot and few of them even died, and others, got injured. But inside Hodeidah city, it's still people are not yet injured, but they are really, really frightened and they want to see.
The Saudi coalition says it wants to seize the airport and port without bloodshed in the city. But Mr. Siddiqui says the effects are being felt widely.
Providing food, the cash and water, and also to set up a toilet and other protection assistance. But places where we do not have safe access, we are not sure, how people are surviving.
Already, 22 million people in Yemen are relying on humanitarian aid. The United Nations estimates more than 8 million people are on the brink of starvation in what it calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Since the fighting in Hodeidah broke out less than a week ago, hundreds of civilians have been killed and tens of thousands have been forced to flee their homes. Outgoing UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, has again raised concerns over the besieged city.
I emphasise my grave worry regarding the Saudi and Emirati-led coalition's ongoing attacks in Hodeidah, which could result in enormous civilian casualties and have a disastrous impact on life-saving humanitarian aid to millions of people, which comes through the port.
Speaking in Dubai, United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Anwar Gargash has been defiant, saying the Houthis' time in the city is running out. He says planning by the coalition would even allow the rebels an escape route inland to the capital city of Sana'a.
We have planned diligently around the humanitarian challenge. So what we're doing is we've decided that the operation should be calibrated, should be gradual, should squeeze, and should allow the port to function as long as we can.
But Muhsin Siddiqui from Oxfam says desperate Yemenis are barely hanging on.
They don't have enough money to even sell food, but whatever they have, they want to even buy some food, water and others, so if the situation gets worse, so that at least they can continue to live. But as the situation getting worse, as the fighting now coming closer to the city, and if they can enter into the city, we have no idea. It's really, really very difficult to predict, and people are really, really in great tension.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.